Oh, hi, everybody. My name is Matt Storrs, and welcome to Matt's Splaining. On today's episode, I have an expert on who I'm very excited to talk to. Expert, please introduce yourself and tell us what you're an expert in.
Hi, I'm Lawson Leong. I am a comedian, podcaster, game designer, but what I'm an expert on, above anything, are the films of Jackie Chan.
Absolutely fantastic. I am a huge fan of Jackie Chan myself, and my understanding of his films and about Jackie Chan in general is that he's actually broken every bone in his body. That's a very common thing that is said about him, and that's partially because he insists on doing his own stunts. And a lot of people don't necessarily know this, but he actually is what is referred to as a physically method actor. So there's a lot of method actors out there, like Daniel Day-Lewis is the prime example, where they'll really embody their characters. But Jackie Chan takes it to a whole nother level in that he truly physically tries to become his characters. And that's why he insists on doing his own stunts, because if his character is getting hurt, he wants to feel that true and genuine emotion of and pain. And this is also goes to the embodiment of other aspects of his characters, such as in the Drunken Master films. He insisted on being inebriated when filming the scenes where the character was inebriated. This led to a whole problem because he actually doesn't remember making a lot of that movie. Yeah, that's unfortunate because some of the best action sequences that he's ever been involved in were in those films, but he doesn't actually have specific recall of them. And it also goes to the, in some of his other films where he's been maybe not necessarily as action oriented, more of like thriller stuff. So like most recently, The Foreigner in 2017, where he plays a man who gets in connection with the IRA. He actually learned how to make bombs for that movie. And all of the bombs that are shown in the film, a lot of people don't know this, but he actually designed them and set them off in the film. Obviously under safety restrictions, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Not everybody is as dedicated as Jackie Chan, but he's multifaceted martial artist, but he also now has the skills of a bomb maker. And a lot of people, they want to wonder like, oh, when he was getting started in his career, like why was he so insistent on approaching acting and action in this way? And the predominant theory is that he was actually put into this position to stress test the medical system in different provinces of China and to see like, okay, like there's an emergency, somebody's broken their collarbone after a fall. Can they take care of this person? And then they basically reported on that data and then provided to the government, provided to organizations of healthcare and what have you. But then once he came to the United States, the same sort of thing happened. But then it was more of like a, we've built up all of this data from him in China and doing the things there.
Right, right.
And you can compare the medical health system of all of the different provinces to all of the different areas in the United States where he was doing his movies and everything like that, and getting that kind of comparison, like, okay, this is how we can improve our healthcare system. And a lot of the improvements to the healthcare system across the world, but especially in China, have been because we've been able to study the anatomy of Jackie Chan and understand fractures and dislocations so much more so, because this is just, there's just such a wealth of data from all of these instances where he has been hurt.
Yeah, that's a pre-internet even. Like, he started that before the internet, and that data is transferable.
Exactly. They had to print that out, handwrite stuff, and then luckily they've digitized it all. And so all this data, there could be a textbook. Hopefully they're planning on releasing it sometime, but the textbook of all of Jackie Chan's injuries and how they were treated medically. And so then that way, medical students for years and years, osteopaths of what have you, can study the book of Chan to understand what you have to do to treat a sprain, what you have to do to treat a dislocation, what you have to do to treat a fracture, of all of these different things, with the constant of it being the same patient.
Right.
Absolutely. Based on what you've heard so far, about how much of that would you say was accurate?
I mean, I would give it a B minus. Give it a B minus. Yeah, I mean, Book of Chan is that's my favorite Book of Eli sequel.
Excellent.
I was like, they couldn't get Denzel back, but they got Jackie. So
some would say that's an upgrade.
Some would say in their later years. Yes, I've loved kung fu movies since I was a kid. The listeners might have picked up by my last name that I am half Chinese, so it's kind of like a rite of passage that I get to just like unabashedly in Asian cinema, and therefore kung fu movies, and therefore Jackie Chan. And so, yeah, I really grew up like on Bruce Lee movies as a kid. And then when I started like getting of age where I had my own money, I would start like buying Jackie Chan movies, like the Police Story movies and the Drunken Masters. And yeah, like you brought up, I mean, Jackie has broken, if not all 206, he's broken most of his bones for sure.
Right.
And like you said, he does his own stunts. And I think what people don't realize about like the thing about Jackie Chan doing his own stunts is like, it's become like kind of like a marketing phrase you throw around. Right.
Okay.
It's like, oh, he does his own stunts, whatever. But the thing is like in Hong Kong where he like originated from, like nobody does like the stuntmen have stuntmen in Hong Kong, you know, and Jackie, who's the star of the movie, would still do all the stunts himself. Like in Hong Kong, they'd have like a stunt guy who like get kicked in the face, but then have another guy like fly through the glass.
Right.
They'd have like two guys for that thing. And Jackie would be like the guy that gets kicked in the face and goes flying through the glass and then gets up and then like does like a 10-minute monologue about it or whatever. Like he would do all the things. And so, yeah, I just thought it was really, and he basically created like several genres of film because after Bruce Lee just cast such a large shadow in not just for like kung fu films and cinema, but just like Chinese cinema in general.
Right.
And so it's like nobody could like replace that man's charisma. So Jackie went a different way with that. At first, like everyone was just trying to make the next Bruce Lee, but Jackie like he was smart enough to realize that he needed to be, as one would say, the first Jackie Chan instead.
Absolutely. So,
instead of being a stoic badass, you know, Chinese Superman, he became like the aw shucks everyman, flawed, like underdog, and also funny. That's what he like. Him inventing the first Drunken Master is like kind of like labeled as the first kung fu comedy. Mm-hmm. I think it was the most successful one. I think technically Jackie did one before that.
Okay.
Snake in the Eagle Shadow or something like that. But that one wasn't as successful. Drunken Master was the big hit because it was just the idea of a drunk guy fighting was just, it was a whole thing. And it allowed Jackie to spread his wings and be funny and all that. And then once they found that formula, it just became like the thing Jackie was known for all the way until he went to America to do like the Rush Hours. Like that's why all of his big American stuff is buddy comedy stuff. Because I don't know if you saw Chris Tucker was even saying like, yeah, I'll do Rush Hour 4. I love Jackie Chan.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, that seems to be the consistent refrain of people just enjoy working with him because he does have that kind of like, aw shucks air of like, oh yeah, like I want this to be as realistic as it possibly can. And yeah. The idea of like fighting as a perfect articulation of these masters and everything like that. And it's like, but with Jackie Chan, it's like, yeah, he's doing the best he can. He does know what he's doing, but like, also he's like, what do I do? There's that doubt. And I think that was really identifiable for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And so like, this is a YouTube channel I really enjoy called Accented Cinema.
Mm-hmm.
It talks a lot about Asian media and just like quote unquote foreign film in general, like Asian film, not American films. And he has this great video called How Jackie Chan Takes a Hit. And it's like, that's the thing. It's like, he kind of led, like, he's one of the best sellers in the history of anything. Like, pro wrestlers should watch Jackie Chan movies.
Oh, yeah. That's a great point.
He knows, I mean, he can bump for one. He bumps his ass off. But his sells, not just physically, His physical cells are like, that's just his great athleticism, right? That's like either you can do that or you can't. But like in the emotional way he sells, like getting punched in the nose or hurt in his head, or like you read it on his face. And yeah, like he's doing it in movies, it's harder to do live. He gets multiple takes and all
Absolutely.
that. But the point stands that he, and that's the thing that like Bruce Lee wasn't known for how he took hits. He was the one dishing out punishment,
It
right?
was just
Bruce Lee.
this, just like on a mission to destroy everything in his path.
I think in like the six movies Bruce Lee did, maybe five and a half because he died halfway through Game of Death. I think Bruce Lee gets hit like twice per movie on average. Like he's taken 12 hits and is on screen.
Right.
Jackie obviously has done a lot more movies, so it's not fair to say. But Jackie, in any given movie, Jackie's getting hit a lot more than that. He's
Oh
getting hit a
yeah,
lot.
he's getting hit 10 times, at least 10 times more than that.
He's taking blood. That's not even just with the fights, but also the stunts. Jackie's, besides like his great mind for fight choreography and all that stuff, there's a whole thing with his stunts and all that crazy stuff that he did. And it's really crazy that the man is alive, honestly.
Honestly.
We're blessed that he didn't die in doing any of that crazy stuff that he did, or didn't like permanently injure himself in some tragic way, because it can happen. He came close a couple of times, but luckily he's still
He's still kicking, so
he's
to
still
speak.
kicking at 60 years old. And I kind of wish he would stop now. I wish he would like just go back to doing stuff like The Foreigner and stop whatever it is he's been doing the last 10 years that wasn't that. But
Do more Kung Fu Panda movies, you know what I mean?
yes, absolutely, stuff like that. Yeah, just like, or do like, I mean, The Foreigner is great. He got to be like a dramatic old man type of thing, stuff like that. I love that. But yeah, stop having to like do fight scenes like you're 60 years old.
Yeah,
That's
you don't need to fight anymore. You can
no.
just have a movie where you just look out a window, drink some tea, and have a difficult conversation with other characters.
Exactly. Yeah, I would love. Yeah, I would love if Tarantino just put him like in a straight dramatic role. I guess Tarantino's doing his last film or whatever. But yeah, I would love if he just like Jackie just plays like a straight up dramatic role, no physicality at all. I think he feels like he has to have some physicality even when he's playing dramatic roles. He's never going to be as good as when he was 25, 30, 35, 40. He was still doing great work into his like late 40s. He was a marvel, but now it's like time waits for no man. But we're lucky to have all the movies that we do have of him.
So, what are some of your favorites of his movies?
Oh yeah, I got to redo my tier list on my YouTube channel because I did one and then my channel got deleted. But so I can redo it
No.
now. So I would say going down the top five, the original Police Story. If you're gonna watch five Jackie Chan movies, here would be my recommendations. You want to watch the original Police Story from 1985. That's the movie he did. He went to America to try to become a star. They kind of misused him. He went back to Hong Kong to show them that he was the greatest ever. So he directed and starred in Police Story with a lot of fuck you energy in that movie, including the big stunt he does at the end, which was absolutely insane. But so you gotta watch that. You gotta watch Drunken Master, the original. And you gotta watch Drunken Master 2, because Drunken Master 2, in my opinion, has the best pure fighting in any Jackie Chan movie and almost in any kung fu movie ever. It's really up there. And then I would say you should watch Wheels on Meals, because that's the one that has him, Yuen Biu, and Sammo Hung, known as the Three Dragons, his boys. And he has an iconic fight with Benny Gutierrez, who is a kickboxer, like a kickboxing champion. And they have like a classic brawl at the end of that film. And honestly, I would say The Foreigner, because if you want to check out the best older Jackie Chan movie, and it's something really different. He's playing a dramatic role. So I would probably say those are the five you should really definitely check out.
Yeah, that gives
Yeah,
you a
that's.
wealth. Yeah, it gives you a
Yeah.
wealth of the talent of Jackie Chan with those movies, it feels like.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. And then if you want to watch some other really good ones, Armor of God, Project A, Project A 2, Police Story 2, Police Story 3, Super Cop with Michelle Yeoh, which was one of Tarantino named one of his 20 favorite movies of the from 1990 to 2010 or something like that. And Dragons Forever. That's another one with Yuen Biu and Sammo Hung. If I had to make a top 10,
That's
that'd
great.
be my list.
That's very cool. Yeah, I remember as a kid, they would have a bunch of his movies. Like, presumably, they bought them very cheap and they'd play them ad infinitum on various channels. So I got like, I've seen Who Am I? like probably yes. like 10 times.
Great.
Yeah. Love Who Am I? Very cool. Lawson, this has been a lot of fun. If people wanted to learn more about you or more about Jackie Chan, what would you recommend?
If you want to learn about me, you could follow me on Instagram at Law Vanguard Instagram, or you could listen to my podcast, Talking Naruto and ICRPG First Fantasy. Which, wait, who's...
I think there are somebody, pretty interesting people on that, if I recall correctly.
There might be some very interesting people on ICRPG First Fantasy.
Mm-hmm. I think it's probably worth a listen.
Yeah, present company may or may not be included.
Mm.
So yeah, you should check that out.
Absolutely.
And if you want to learn more about Jackie, actually go to my YouTube channel. I'll probably do a tier list.
Excellent. Excellent.
The next week, I remember that at Lost in Comedy on youtube.com/@LostinComedy. I'll upload content on there. And it'll be quicker than watching his movies. I'll tell you where all the good ones are. And so you awesome. Can find them out.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Lawson. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you, too. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah. My name is Matt Storrs, and this has been Matt Splaining.